This AUKUS, is it a snub? And if it is, how big a snub is it? Australia, the UK and the US entered into this major new defence pact, geopolitical move of enormous significance, I would have thought, in response to the new China. We got the call after the event and we are still claiming nothing really changes. Is that true? Former Defence Minister Wayne Mapp's with us. Wayne, good morning to you.
Yes, morning, mate.
In the grand scheme of things, how big a deal is this?
Oh, it's a big deal for Australia, especially. I mean, the US has only shared this technology once before, and that was with the UK, and that was 70 years ago. Australia's always wanted to step up to be a big player. This is probably the clearest signal of the last 20 years or so that we've seen that they are really moving up. That has implications for New Zealand. Australia is New Zealand's only formal ally.
Interesting. We don't have submarines, and we certainly don't like nuclear. Even if we were desperate to get it, and we couldn't have, could we?
Oh, and look, the issue is not about whether we're going to get submarines or not. It's about kind of playing our part in an alliance relationship. You can't just be a taker. You've got to be a giver as well. And so, for instance, Australia, Canada and the UK have all announced a program to replace all their frigates with a common class of vessel. Mm. And New Zealand was not part of that. We really should have been. Our vessels, our frigates are now basically 25 years old, and they've got a limited life. There is going to be an expectation on this government to say what we're going to replace them with. Are we serious about contributing to the maritime security of our region?
Are we too small to matter, essentially? I mean, I get what you're saying, but are we too... When Morrison rings us up the night before the announcement, this is the first we sort of know, but they don't really care what we think or who we are, do they?
Well, I suppose one good thing you could say is what we were first to be called. But look, clearly they were going to keep that particular set of agreements tight. The other thing that does concern me somewhat is that they've had a free trade agreement with Britain for a little while now, a couple of 3 months.
Yep.
We still haven't got ours yet. Why haven't we got ours yet?
That's a very good
and
point.
It's interesting that Britain is part of this deal. It's an unusual aspect, and it's got to be somehow linked to the fact they did that early free trade deal with Australia, and it's frankly time that we got ours, and the government needs to say, what are they doing about getting ours? And part and part, these things are linked. They're not completely
no question.
Separate. So we have to step up around maritime security, and we need to say to Australia especially, but also to the UK, look, we're serious about replacing our Anzac frigates. We're going to play a responsible part. Here's our pathway. The government can't just duck this for the next 2 years and think, oh, well, if you say nothing, no one notices.
This was all put together, of course, at the G7 in Cornwall. It's a very good point you raise because, of course, the free trade deal was signed after Cornwall as well when Morrison was over in that particular part of the world. And what I found interesting about the free trade deal with Australia is they got zero tariffs eventually on agriculture, which is your dream scenario. And I can't still work out why we haven't ticked that box and signed it off. And that's clearly you're joining the dots and that's the issue.
Well, I'm a bit surprised it's taking as long. I mean, New Zealand, free trade, especially in agricultural products, is a big deal for New Zealand.
Yeah.
And, if you had free trade with the UK on agricultural products, that share would increase, and that would be a good thing. We'd be diversifying our markets, again, rather than having all our eggs in one basket. So the government's got to, can't just say, oh, well, it's no big deal, it doesn't really affect us, nothing to see here. There is something to see here, and they need to be a bit more serious about the alliance relationship with Australia, and that means playing our part around maritime security.
Are we stuck between a rock and a hard place? Because you talk about eggs in one basket, you refer to China, which is what this whole pact is all about, of course. We're sort of seemingly on good terms with China, and yet you look at China and Australia, it's never been more fraught. Are we stuck?
Well, we are playing a balancing game, and that's understandable that we wouldn't want to do that. Look, you can renew your naval fleet without basically throwing everything into the fire, so to speak.
Yeah.
You can have a decent relationship. It's, after all, worth still remembering that Australia's major trading partner is, in fact, China. Yes, there's been problems here, and some of the things that Australia does doesn't necessarily help that, but it also cuts both ways there. We fundamentally, our alliance, our security relationship is actually with Australia and indeed to a lesser extent with our other coalition partners. That's not really changing in any meaningful way, and therefore we have to play our part within those relationships. Mm. And frankly, China understands that. They're not stupid.
Great insight. Well done, Wayne. Appreciate it very much. Wayne Mapp, former Defence Minister, with us this morning.